Plant a tree with Celtic music and conversation for Arbor Day. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte!
And bog and a bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh. In that bog there was a tree, a rare tree, a rat and a tree with a tree in the bog and a bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh. In that tree there was a limb, a rare limb, a rat and limb with a limb in the tree, in the tree in the bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh, oh, the rat and bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. On that limb there was a branch, a rare branch, a rat and branch with a branch and the limb in the tree, in the tree in the bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh. Bog, bog down in the valley, oh. On that branch there was a twig, a rare twig, a rattling twig with a twig in the branch, and the branch and the limb, limb in the tree in the bog, and a bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog and a bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog and a bog down in the valley, oh. On that twig there was a nest, a rare nest, a rattling nest with a nest and a twig, twig in the branch, and the branch and the limb in the tree in the bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh. In that nest there was an egg, a rare egg, a rat and egg, the egg and the nest and twig, twig and the branch and the limb and the tree and the bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog and a bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog. Down in the valley, oh. On that egg there was a bird, a rare bird, a rat and bird, the bird and the egg, the nest, the twig, the branch, limb, tree, and the bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rat and bog, and bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rat and bog, and bog down in the valley, oh. On that bird there was a feather, a rare feather, a rat and feather, bird and the egg, the nest, the twig, and the branch, limb, tree, and tree, and the bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rat and bog, and bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog, and bog down in the valley, oh. On that feather there was a flea, a rare flea, a rat and flea, feather, bird, the egg, nest, the tree, limb, tree, and the bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog, bog down in the valley, oh. On that flea there was an eye, a rare eye, a rattling eye, and flea, a flea, and feather, bird, the egg, the nest, limb, tree, the bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog, bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rat and bog, bog down in the valley, oh. On that eye there was a gleam, a rare gleam, rat looking gleam, the eye,
Woo! Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast and find out more when you download free music when you sign up at pubsong.net. That, of course, was Rattlin' Bog. I have it on a couple of CDs, one of which is called St. Patrick's Day Songs for Kids, which is actually just a fun CD, just me and the auto harp. And it's a lot of fun. I was listening to that recently because my girls like many of the songs that are on there, including Rattlin' Bog. Going for Broke, that's the other one. But I gotta say, that performance that I just did was probably one of the best I've done in a while. Probably ever. Part of it is because I keep screwing up the lyrics, but I've been trying to train, and I think I'm getting ready. I'm gonna be ready next time Andrew and I go for the bog off. Last week, he and I, Andrew McKee, my partner with the Robin Night Game Bards, we had what we called a bog off. And basically, we both played Bog Down the Valley. We had a bard show, and then we played Bog Down the Valley and to see who could win the bog off. And I was not totally surprised, but Andrew did, in fact, win. I, very humbly say he beat me. Yes, it's true. He did beat me at fair and square, but it was kind of pathetic. I'm just saying. Sorry, Andrew, if you actually listen to this, but your bog was just really pathetic. I'm sorry. You could have done better. That was better than what you did. I'm just saying. I mean, you know. So we're going to see what happens, because in May we're going to do another bog off. Probably the first week, somewhere around there, we'll do another bog off and see if he can do better and see if I can beat him. All right. It is time for, once again, for the Pub Songs podcast. And I kept, so I've been making show notes for all the podcasts, trying to come up with ideas of things that I want to talk about, share news. And I just did the terrible job this month, this episode rather. I'm just trying to come up with some things, you know. So part of it is because, you know, I came up with a theme, which was, basically Celtic music for Arbor Day. And so, you know, there'll be trees that will come up, in various songs that I'll be singing today. So that's really cool. I like that aspect, but like specifically like the news things, I feel like I ran short of, I was having trouble coming up with things. Things have been so crazy the last few days. It's like, this is the second day of work I'm getting able to do this week, because having to take care of kids, and life, that's the challenge, my challenge when it comes to the coronavirus issue is just, there's so much, so many things. And I've been trying to come up with, I try to keep track of everything, organize it, and it's tough. It is tough, but I'm slowly coming along with it. But one of the things, thoughts that I was trying to get some feedback for in over at the Celtic Geek group on Facebook is themes for future episodes of the podcast. And I did get a few. Maybe I'll go into those. Did I list those here? Let me see if I had those. Jamie says stay connected or community might be fun. And also Janine, I always like stories where the story that is in itself a story, or a story behind a song, or just stories in general. I think that's a great idea. I have tried to do that and I forget. You know, that should be like one of those top things on my mind when I'm creating episodes of the podcast, you know, put it around a story. Everyone loves stories. So I really try to do some of that, but I don't know. Carol said, anything with a positive spin need optimism real bad. I understand that. And Karen says, anything that doesn't have anything to do with COVID. Seriously, I'm even tired of Fump songs from quarantine. I'd love to hear more about your Celtic travels. I've only been to Southwest Ireland myself, though we are hoping to go to Scotland next year. Mainly South Central Scotland. I think the Carruthers ancestral area, visit the family ghosts. Good suggestion. In fact, I think what I'm going to do is take a break right now, and I'm going to share a little bit about Guganbara. Guganbara, I first came across, and you can find the episode. I don't remember what number that it was of the podcast, the Pup Songs podcast. I will put a link in the show notes. But many moons ago, I think it was 2008. I do know when it was. 2008 was the second Brobdingnagian Nagian Bard's trip. And John Wilmut was our guide. He has worked with him for years, but he has a website called Carrow Corey Cottages, which he does a whole bunch of outdoor, earthy, very much a plant, a tree type of a guy. You know, he's been actually building. He built a labyrinth in his yard, and had his house built with the old thatch roofs of Ireland, which you don't see as often these days. And he took us on a trip to Ireland, and we went to what's it called, to Guganbara, and it's like in the middle of a whole bunch of hills, and there's some beautiful scenery. Just there's this little peninsula where there's a chapel, and it was very different from what my mind from 2008. I don't remember. It was completely felt like it was completely different from that time, and but it was just as beautiful, just as serene. And we had lunch there. It happened last year when we went to Dingle, because it's basically on the way to Dingle, from Cork, to Dingle. It's right on the way. So we stopped off there this year. And so I got to revisit it once again. Last time there were a whole bunch of midges, and that's what the episode, the first time I did one of these episodes, it was all about midges. This time was a little bit different. I was just chatting about what was happening. Fortunately, the wind was blowing, or unfortunately, you be the judge. The midges were gone, were not there. But the wind you're going to hear in this recording that I'm going to share with you right now. So really quick, you can find timestamps for everything that happens in this show at pubsong.com. And I mention it because, and you'll also find it in the show notes on your podcatcher, because you can be basically click that timestamp to if you want to skip over this. And I say that because I know the wind can be a little bit harrowing at times in this recording, so hopefully it's not too bad. You be the judge. I'll be back right after this. Guganbara, 12 years later. It's funny. It was 12 years ago that I podcasted from Guganbara on the Pub Songs podcast. And I am back at long last. And still the beautiful, same beautiful valley. There's a lot of cars here, a lot more than I remembered. But when we came here last time, there was just our bus came in and there was no one out here. Of course, it was also, when that was that in June? Maybe so. But it's nice and cool. Last time there were midges all over the place, and because of the wind that's blowing that you may be able to hear, there's not so much in the way of midges. So, but it is absolutely gorgeous. I'm walking towards the chapel and the cloisters. Where I don't know if those things are called. Maybe I'll find out in a moment, but we'll see. This hallowed shrine of St. Finbar dates back to the 6th century. Here he communed with God. The surrounding mountains were his cloister, and the lake was, for him, the mirror of God's grandeur. Stone cells commemorate his hermitage. From here he journeyed the river Way of the Lee to become the first bishop and founder of the church and city of Cork. He died in 623 AD, and his feast day is celebrated on September the 25th. That is at the entrance of the shrine. There's a small church and I guess a little cloister there, which I have very fond memories of as well. And it's just gorgeous here. More to come. We walk in through the gate, and right inside is a holy well. I will try to put pictures to all of this in the show notes. I walk up to the church. There's a nice orangish, yellow-orange door. And a nice shrine. Church of the Saint. It looks like there's a wedding happening today. Yes, I'm pretty sure that's the case. A lot of people dressed up in fine clothing. Some beautiful decorations. Ooh, and look at this pretty tree. That might explain the large number of cars that were lined the streets that I don't remember seeing as much when last I came. Oh, wow, look at that view. So now I'm heading to the cloister. I think it's the cloister. I'm not familiar with the exact terminology here. But years ago, I remember being enamored by this, by these little alcoves. And I ended up having a picture of me with Jabba the Hutt. You can see it on an album. I think it was called, I can't remember, Sci-Fi Songs for Geeks or something like that. I did it under a pseudonym called Acoustic Celtic, but it was a live show in Portland, of all places. From the looks of it, I think some priests or very special people were buried in these alcoves. There's some nice bas reliefs, I think they're called, of various scenes from the Bible. Turns out it was a vow renewal. There we go. Now we're going to walk around the outside. It's getting windier out around here off the lake. Woo! Listen to that. I am not great at photography, but boy do I wish I was able to capture the beauty and serenity of this scene. It's just a gorgeous, lovely little place. And I think it's time to sit and relax. Cheers. Welcome back. Here is a song that I mentions a tree. I forget how, but we'll find out when we listen to the song, right? It's Kilted for Our Pleasure. When I sing Kilted, you shout Kilted back. I go, Kilted! Kilted! That's your part, all right? So you shout it back at me. All right, we can all do this together, right? I am young Scotsman from America. The kilt is my pleasure, it's true. You can call it a skirt, but your lady will flirt. If she has a chance, she'll leave you. That's why I'm kilted, 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 kilted with the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, 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 kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I have no red hair, my skin isn't fair. It does nothing to show off my pride. But my Scottish family tree I wear on me, and it makes ladies giggle and sigh. That's why I'm kilted, 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 kilted with the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, 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 kilted. Inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I feel like a man, both noble and strong, when I dance my kilt swishes in time. But I must confess, it's for the ladies I dress, and undress too. Is that a crime? When you're kilted, 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 the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, 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 kilted. Inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. So don your kilt, my good Scottish friend, and let your flag blow and unwind. They ask what's beneath your kilted sheath, tell them it's lipstick they'll find. When you're kilted, 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 the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, 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 kilted. Inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as fresh morning air. Yes, you're kilted, 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 the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, 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 kilted. Inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Did you catch that tree reference? My Scottish family tree. I snuck that in. Although, as I look at some of the songs that I picked out for this episode, I realize there's like a couple of Lord of the Rings songs I should have put in there. But I think I was actually aiming for more of a Celtic, traditional Celtic music show. So this works. Pub chat. This is the, I have something written out here. Oh, you can chat in the pub. Please send me your feedback. What you are doing today while listening to the Pub Songs podcast, send a written comment along with any pictures to mark@markgun.com, or you could chat in the Celtic Geeks group on Facebook. It's another way to communicate with me. Oh, and if you want to sing along with some of these songs, you can also send an email to gift@pubsong.net. Go send a, grab that information. All right, pub chat. Stan Barry emailed a photo. Saw and enjoyed this video. I'm just a bit jealous. I'm looking out my front door at this 6 inches last night. A whole bunch of snow it came in. Janine responded about the Cypher Irish music a few episodes back. Hi, Mark. I would expect Cypher Irish music to include original sci-fi music, traditional Irish music, and sci-fi parodies of Irish music, per Arthur C. Clarke. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, which you could use to justify including fantasy with sci-fi if you like. I would not be surprised if some of Scottish music was included, since I think greater care is taken to distinguish Scottish from Irish, where one or both groups are a major presence. I totally agree with you, Janine, and I know I'm guilty of this and sometimes forget to, you know, science fiction and fantasy, I think, are really two separate things, but I lump them together quite a bit. So I apologize if that offends anyone. Crazy J responded Star Wars and Lord of the Rings when I mentioned the sci-fi Irish. Right. I had some comments that came in from my April Celt Father live show. I'll post a link to that if you'd like to check it out. Joyce emailed me a donation, just a small gift to make up for losing some revenue while on vacation, though, through the end of the month. Your podcast is an oasis some days, and thanks for being an SJW. How could it ever be right to stand up for injustice? Crazy. Yes, it is. It's crazy that someone would say SJW was a negative thing, but oh well. Troy emailed a tip. Why not tip in advance, right? LOL. Looking forward to the show. Thank you. Hope you and yours are doing well in this weird time. Stay safe. And we are, actually. I think the only thing that's just driving me crazy right now is basically not getting any work time. You know, I'm having to teach the kids at home and or try to get them to learn. And I'm working hard at it. And it's a challenge. But we're pulling through. So as far as like being stuck at home, that's been no issue. It occurs to me that I am just, you know, I'm pretty much a fairly antisocial. So, you know, having a lot of alone time, I'm an introvert. People might not realize it, maybe because of the enthusiasm right here. But when you're staring at a microphone and a video camera, yeah, that's different than seeing the person, how they perform. I love all of the alone time. Actually, that's another challenge right now is having the time right now to be alone, to do work and whatnot. So that's one of those bigger challenges for me. Jen emailed, hey, totally unasked for suggestion, but you should totally market that one quote. I've never known what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly cared. That's from a new song I wrote called Kilty Pleasure. You can find it on one of the past episodes. I'll try to remember to include a link to that as well. I'm a mental health therapist, and I would totally buy that as a poster for my office or as a t-shirt for a normal life. Just a thought. Thanks. Very cool idea. I like it, Jen. Let me know what you think. In fact, you who are listening or watching, feel free to post. Let me know what you think about that as a phrase. I do like that as much. Obviously, because I wrote it, but it's also been very much a part of my Selkuth life. Selkuth, of course, meaning when everything is strange and different, you find it marvelous anyway. And I definitely feel like, you know, life is pretty Selkuth for me. There's a time when I used to care a lot what other people would say, and now I not so much. Things will offend me a lot less, let's just say. Melba Langley emailed, hey Mark, I stumbled across your demon lullaby in an obscure board back in early 2010. I had a high-risk pregnancy, couldn't drive, and had my terminally ill father-in-law living with us. I planned a whole nursery theme around this awesome song I downloaded. My husband freaked out. We went with Ladybugs. Aww. Fast forward to this wonderful social isolation. I told my now 9-year-old about the story behind her ladybug decor. She loved it. She asked me to paint monsters on her walls and to scribble parts of the lyrics in red on the wall, simulating blood. Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. For the first time since a computer crash that corrupted the Demon Lullaby download, I looked you up. My kid has been singing, you used to have a sister all day long. My husband is freaking out. But hey, we have to redo our room, right? In 2010, I found both monsters and demons underneath the bed. By the way, I think it's awesome. If we can get paint delivered, you'll get pictures. Thank you so much, Melba. That is just hilarious. That song is song was written Daniel Glasser. He wrote the song. He is a fantastic songwriter. He wrote this. It was a Pegasus Award winning song. I don't remember where I heard it. I think I heard it at a Renaissance Festival many years ago, and it was so funny. I was like, I totally have to learn that song, and so I did. All right, who is it? Janine, I think, was requesting a song with a story. Well, I have one such song that I feel like I need to tell right now. And again, trees are very important because years ago, long time ago, Ireland had a lot more trees than it does now. And the trees are very important to the Irish, number one, for religious reasons. And you think of the Druids, you know, they worship trees and nature and such. Number two, religious reasons, the barrels that make the whiskey. And the interesting thing about whiskey barrels is you can really only use them about 6 times, and you pretty much have to toss them. So the Irish were, in fact, the first recyclers. In fact, if you look at the national logo of Ireland, the Irish harp, you turn it sideways and you get that green recycle symbol. They came up with that. So they took these barrels that once held whiskey, poured cider into it, and created a drink called Giant Jump Up.
I tell you a story that happened to me one day as I went down to the yard by the sea. The sun was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pipe would do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or patty 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh, I'll never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground. I could not get up, had the drink and a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. After going a turn, I made straight for the yard where I bumped in the brothy, the big civic guard. Come here, my boy! Why don't you know I'm the law? And I up with me fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. But it wasn't I hit him, it was the Johnny Jump Up. The next thing I met down in the yard by the sea was a cripple on crutches. And says he to me, I'm afraid for me life. I'll be hit by a cart, won't you help me on down to the Celtic Knot Bar. To downing a pint of that cider so sweet. He chewed on his crutches and danced on his feet. Oh, never again. If I live to be 110, I fell to the ground. I could not get up, had the drink in a car of that Johnny Jump Up. I went up the Lee Road, up and for the sea. They call it the Madhouse, in Cork by the Lee. And when I got there, sure the truth I will tell. They had the poor bugger locked up in the cell. Said the guards testing him, say these words you can. Around the rugged box, the ragged rascal ran. To him, not crazy, tell him I'm not mad. It was only 6, 7, 12 and a half pints I had. Never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground. I could not get up, had the drink and a cart of that Johnny Jump Up. Dined the mines by the name of McNabb. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. And after the coroner's measurement to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock, the beer was high and the corpse he set up. And he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a cart of that Johnny Jump Up. I'll never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground. I could not get up, had the drink and a cart of that Johnny Jump Up. I'll never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground. I could not get up, had the drink and a cart of that Johnny Jump Up.
I should tell you really quick that if you enjoy the songs that you hear, not only are they on CD, you have CDs, that's your part, but you can also find the lyrics and chords for all the songs in this show over on my website at irish-song-lyrics.com, so you can sing and play along with me. I also have a whole bunch of videos up there. It's a very friendly site. There's no advertising at all. Nope. I removed all that. If you see anything, let me know so I can remove it. I know it used to have advertising, but yeah, I changed it. But I would love to add, I need to update some more lyrics. And I've done many of my more popular songs are already done now. So now I need to find some more. So if there's something you want to hear, post it in the comments below. Let me know and I will see if I can put that together. One of these days, my next step is to start teaching some of these songs. So if there's a song that you really want to learn how to play, either on the auto harp or in a different instrument, you can follow along that way. So, upcoming shows! I have a full schedule, one show actually, May 7th is my next evening internet concert, the Kilt Father Live, it's called. It will be right here on YouTube at 8:30 p.m. And every Wednesday, at least through May, I'm going to be doing Coffee with the Kilt Father. So stay tuned for that. May 2020, that is. It's on Facebook. And it's a busking show, so if you enjoy the music, you can give a tip. I aim for 10:30 a.m., but the time is going to vary because of COVID. So eventually, once May is done, I'm going to be, the regular time slot will be gone, and I'm just going to wing it. We'll see how it comes out. Probably still aim for a Wednesday show, but because people are more likely to expect it then. But we'll see how it goes. Travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. That's my company where I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. And you can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. We're going to Scotland in 2021. Assuming we don't run into more problems. So I just had to cancel the Celtic invasion of Venice, which was a real bummer. I was really looking forward to heading there. Unfortunately, it was a small group, which, you know, I mean, for those people, it still sucks. But it's financially, it was not a huge, terrible experience or anything. So that was good. But if you want to check out more Celtic Invasion Vacations, go to CelticInvasion.com. And if you enjoy the music in this show, please show your support by the music and merch. Follow me on Spotify and tell a friend. You can also join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. You'll get first access to rough cuts of new music. Once a week, you will get a bonus podcast of stories from the road. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and the podcast, and it pays for my time in producing this show. You get it all for as little as $5 per month. Learn more on Patreon. Follow the link in the show notes. And special thanks to my newest patrons, Catherine Masterson, Dale C., and Scott and Melanie Whitehouse, who I think they raised their pledge. I'm going to play one more song right now in the podcast, but stick around. I'll have some more songs coming. If you have any song requests, you can post those in the live chat over on YouTube, and I'll see if I can maybe do one or two extra songs. You know, let me know who's out there. And meantime, this is Wild Mountain Time. Oh, this is from my CD, The Bridge. Which is, bridges are usually often made of trees. That's horrible, isn't it? if you didn't check out this week's episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, it is all about trees, too. So plant a tree.
Go.
I will roam the country o'er. Through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find, I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will you come, lassie, here go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? My true love, she won't come. I will surely find another to Powhatan Mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go?
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 19 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.net.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.